G'day, welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
Does God meet with us in our worship, in our churches? Do we recognize and sense his absence in our worship? Now, of course, you answer me, of course he's there in our church, isn't he, everywhere? So he surely must be there in our church buildings. He's omnipresent, isn't he? Permit me to ask you a further question. Who do you really expect to show up on Sundays at church? Your close friends, of course. Your pastor? Yes. Deacons, elders, the worship group? Well, of course I do. Now, listen very, very carefully. Do you expect to meet with God in your worship, in your church buildings? Is his presence recognizably known and felt as you meet? Do you expect to sense his presence with you? Do you know what it feels like to sense his presence? When the sermon begins, do you expect God to carry the words into your hearts and minds? Do you find yourself drinking in every word? Do you recognize when he does show up and maybe when it doesn't happen? Do you know the difference between a sermon that brings you closer to God and one that doesn't, and why? Now, worship time. Do the words and music in your worship time really truly glorify God? Or maybe you feel someone hasn't got things quite right and the songs chosen that Sunday are not conducive or helpful to your worship. Your heart feels heavy and burdened, and it's not because of sins that you are stubbornly holding on to. You feel as if God is many, many miles away. You've been standing for many minutes singing the same song 20 times over. You don't feel inspired at all. Instead, words are coming into your mind like, oh, not again, I want to sit down. But then you sit down and the situation gets worse and you're saying, when will this end? I want to go home. Well, wait a minute, they say. You're exaggerating. I'm afraid this kind of situation is not rare. But why? Why? Where is the sensitivity of the Lord's absence in our worship? Have we settled for something far less than recognizing when God is surely with us in our worship, when we know his presence is with us? Moses on one occasion said, Lord, if your presence does not go with us, we will not go up hence. Yes, I know that was an occasion when sin was in the camp and God wanted that sin dealt with before he privileged Israel again with that wonderful sense of his presence. I think that God's people are settling for less than the best in many of the church meetings. Sometimes it's the fact that the songs do not glorify God, but rather glorify man. A service can become so man-centered. Even the sermon can be produced in such a manner that all the people see is the preacher. I'm not talking about conjuring the Lord up in your minds, but truly experiencing a sense of his awesome presence, which can be beautiful and bring you so close to him. And we feel we don't even want to leave the building. His presence is there. Is it not true that God can come down in the time of worship and surprise us in a beautiful manner, especially when the attention is on his son, his death, his resurrection and sovereignty? When the music is enjoyable, doesn't the Holy Spirit long for us to worship the Son? And doesn't he encourage it? On one occasion, I was in a meeting away from my home fellowship, and it was such a meeting as I've been describing. But on this occasion, the pastor was sensitive to realizing that something was wrong in the worship time. He asked the fellowship if the Lord was letting anybody else know what the problem was. We were in a prayerful attitude when I sensed the Lord speaking into my heart and mind. They are worshipping me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Now, I was a visitor to that church. What was I to do? I was a little fearful to repeat that verse of scripture, but I plucked up courage and moved quietly towards the pastor, who was leading the worship. With many ears listening attentively in the quietness, I whispered those words of those scriptures to the pastor. They're worshipping me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Suddenly, the whole meeting was engulfed in tears as those words hit home. It was a sermon in itself. Hearts were not sensing the presence of God, as worshipping hearts were far from him. Repentance took place that evening, and the whole atmosphere changed dramatically, and God's presence returned to that meeting, and it was a privilege to be there and enjoy God's presence with us. You know, we need to be tuned in to sensing God's presence, not just in our church worship as we gather with others, but when we're on our own, in our own homes, and worshipping God, or when we're out and about. I'm no one special, but I'm learning gradually more and more of what it does mean to practice and sense the presence of God. I believe I'm on the way. My heart is thirsty for God. How about you? I believe God is looking for the thirsty. May God bless you this day. Bye.
Dear gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we realize that we are on a journey towards eternity, and so very thankful you have redirected us from the wide road that leads to destruction onto the narrow road that leads to eternal life and heaven. We have heard today it is like a race, as Paul describes in the Bible, that all Christians are competing in. But we are so thankful that the end is assured, that we will reach the finishing line as we go not alone. Jesus, by the Spirit of God, is with us and helping us keep in step with him. Forgive us when we have turned aside for one reason or another, when temptations have gripped us. Help us daily to seek you, to find us anew with the Holy Spirit, so we can be more than conquerors and win many battles against the evil one. Lord, you give us all the resources necessary to compete and complete the journey. Thank you, Lord, for your deep love for us and your heavenly armor available to us as we pray daily for it. Without you, Lord, we would fail, but thank you for your amazing love for us and your strength, which is almighty to save. Keep and bring us safe to heaven. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.